It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And that's how Carla got online. We're going to bring her into the conversation now and walk her through getting a fall, well, according to Jay, spring garden planted.
Spring garden.
How big a space are we working with, Carla?
Yes, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I've been listening to you guys. You were saying this is a great time to start a garden. I've always wanted to start a garden, but I just don't really know where to start, you know, what type of dirt, how to prepare it, and what's a good thing to start growing now, and
well, you know,
lots of questions.
How many people in your family?
It's four of us.
Okay. So, you know, I usually encourage people to start relatively small because I think it's much easier and you're much more successful if you start small and then grow your garden into maybe growing enough things. But I would probably, if I was going to just go out and start a garden today, I would either go get something like Bellegarde stackable blocks, you know, build a little, you can do it yourself, dry stack them, you don't have to mortar them, make a little raised garden, maybe 4 feet by 4 feet, fill it with a product we call Mel's Mix or square foot garden soil, and you're ready to go. You know, just do a little 4 by 4. If you do the square foot garden, you've got enough room for 16 plants in there. And if you know, a couple of lettuce and depending on what you like, a spinach or two, maybe plant a couple of green onions, you know, do some other greens, maybe an herb of some kind. You could do chives. You can do mint. You can, you know, parsley, cilantro, you know, a lot of different herbs you can do right now, you know, and just kind of always plant what you like to eat. Because invariably people plant something and it does really well and they don't like it. So plant what you like to eat. But that's the way I would start. And then if you want to grow bigger, you can either expand, you know, just open that those blocks up and make it bigger. If it's going to be really big, then you might want to go in ground. Then the key there is just getting lots of good composted material and start working it in, tilling it into the soil 6, 8, 10, 12 inches deep. And lots of gypsum and some good organic fertilizer, and it's really not that hard. We have a little recipe on our website. If you go to Harper's Nursery website and go to Garden Tips, there is a little soil preparation deal there. It's pretty simple.
And you could do basically whatever you like in a salad, you could pretty much put in the ground right now. You could do some onions. You could do some sweet daddy peas. This is our favorite time, and we just go out and pick what goes in the salad that night and just have fresh salad.
Yeah, everything but tomatoes and peppers.
Long.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
We appreciate the call. Good luck. And that's a great tip on starting small because you've got to work that into your daily routine, and that takes a little while. And if you overdo it, and you don't get into that routine because it's so time consuming.
The other thing is that's a couple hour project. You know, you go pick up some Bellegarde, go to Marvell and get some Bellegarde blocks, build it up. You need about 4 bags of Mel's Mix, dump it in, plant, you're done. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, taking your kids fishing. If you don't catch some fish, they're probably not going to like fishing. So you need to take them someplace where you know they're going to, and take lots of food with you. If they get hungry and they don't catch fish, you're done. But if you can keep them fed and catch a few fish, well, if you can get the garden in quick, boom, it looks good. Wow, look at that, plants going good. And you can take care of it pretty easily, 4 by 4, have some success, then go from there.
Well, we appreciate the call. Call us back when you have your first winter salad. On the line right now, we have Jennifer Davison from the city of Scottsdale to talk about Water, Use It Wisely's new, I said pamphlet going into the break, but it's actually a digital pamphlet. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about homesmartwaterguide.org.
SmartHomeWaterGuide.org. It is, you're right, the book is available digital. It's also available in print. And what we did is we put together a little guide so that homeowners can use their water meter as a tool to test for leaks inside and outside their home.
Now, I know that sounds pretty simple, but, like you would think, well, I don't need instructions on how to do that. You just look at the spinning meter. But going through the website last night, I was quite surprised. There's a lot of things on there you don't think about. There's the old analog ones, there's digital ones, there's a first hand and a second hand.
Right. Well, there's a sweep hand that's going to count, in full gallons, and then you're going to have a low flow indicator. That's a little wheel. It could be a triangle. It could be a little star shape. It's just another little wheel on the meter, and that's a low flow indicator. And so even if your sweep hand, the big one that's counting, your full gallons or your cubic feet, if that's not moving, but the little wheel is spinning, you know that you have some sort of pull on your meter. So obviously the first thing you would want to do is make sure that no one's using water in the house before you go out to check the meter, because a flush toilet or washing hands, that will indicate some sort of use and may lead you to think that you have a leak.
And the nice thing about this website is, okay, so we start there at the meter outside. Well, this is designed for smartphones or tablets, so it's not like you have to run back to your computer and then run back out, run back in and run back out. You could start right there at the water meter, and it'll work your way all the way to the house, and you can carry this information book with you, basically.
Exactly. We designed it to be a responsive website that would also work on a tablet or a smartphone so that you could stay connected to the internet and take it out into your yard. And it also has check boxes, it's a checklist. So it reminds you of different things to check as you go through your irrigation or your pool or your other water using devices outside. And you can check them off as you go that you've checked those. And then you can save it and come back later if you don't have time to do all of the checklists right away.
And this isn't just for homeowners that have a plumbing main to the home, but y'all have got a part built in here for homes that are on flood irrigation as well, which is pretty neat because you don't see a lot of information on flood irrigation just because, it's a limited number of homes, but also a lot of times you don't even have to worry about it. Somebody comes by and does that for you.
Right. And with the flood irrigation not coming through the meter, the meter's not going to be a tool for that. But we also just wanted to put together a guide that was just home water efficiency in general. And so we talk about the flood irrigation just to remind people to make sure that their berms are intact, that water's not leaking over the berms, and to make sure their gates are clear as well.
Usually your neighbor will come tell you if you're flooding. It's like, what are you doing to me?
right.
And then once the leak is located, there's also a great directional on correcting those.
Right. And what we did is we originally started with a print version, and then we upgraded and created a website as well. And so the idea is that the digital world is changing so quickly that if we put a link from the print book to the website, we have a resource page that we can keep up to date. So you can go online and you can see some of the resources that we have listed there and links to videos on maybe how to isolate your pool if you're not sure, or we give listings or directions rather for a bucket test to test your pool for leaks. But if you're really not sure, just from reading the text, you can click on a link and you can watch a video.
The digital world. Who would have thought that 10 years ago?
Exactly.
Now, I wouldn't normally do this to a guest, but I know you had a big part in writing this book, and you're capable of doing this. Last night, we got an email in from a homeowner named Jan with a leak question. So I thought, this would be a great opportunity to use a real-time example on how this book could help. So let's go through her problem and see what, and as we're going through it, how she would navigate through online. She's got grout around the backsplash of her toilets is wet. There's no visible leaks from the tanks or the valves. Both have new wax rings around the toilet installed within the last year. No leaks under the sink. How do I identify where this is coming from?
Well, I would tell her to start with the meter first. Go outside and take a look at the meter. If the meter is not indicating a leak, in other words, there's no water draw through the meter, then I would send her back in and have someone check the toilet, my guess is that there's a hairline crack somewhere underneath where the P-trap is with the toilet, or maybe you can't see it, but it's slow enough that it's seeping out around the wax ring, and grout being porous is sucking the water out, and that's why she sees the damp water. That's my suspicion.
Well, very good. We appreciate your time. And before we wrap this up, Water Use It Wisely has got a great promotion right now.
We do. We just revamped our kids page. With Water Use It Wisely, we think that it's very important to teach kids about water resources and about water conservation. So we redid our kids page, and we have posters and tips, and we have games. And what we have this season is a game. I'm sorry, it has a game. It's a book. It's Where's Wayne Activity Book. And what you do is you download the book and you help Wayne save water inside and outside the home. At the end, you have a little quiz, and then you click submit, and you could be away to a Disneyland vacation.
Well, you can't beat that. Teach your kids how to conserve water and win a trip to Disneyland.
You know, we've done a good job teaching our kids to recycle. You know, kids tell us all the time, oh, what are you doing? You know, they're good. So if we can teach them about water, they'll be correcting the adults before long.
Jennifer, we appreciate the time. Again, that website is smarthomewaterguide.org. And that's put out by wateruseitwisely.com, which is where the promotion is to go. If you're trying to locate a leak around your home, smarthomewaterguide.org. Bookmark it, keep it there. Anytime you got a leak, it'll be a nice, fast resource for you. Let's see if we can bring Adam into the conversation real quick. He's got, Adam, I'll let you ask the question.
Oh, okay. Well, I recently just got chickens, and I've had a garden established for about a year, and I'm wanting to know how I can start a compost and use the chickens to feed the garden.
Well, you just get in there and clean the chicken coop out once in a while and start a pile. And then, you know, use that and add your green kitchen waste and yard clippings and different things to your pile, and just let the chicken manure will help heat things up and make it compost more quickly. But composting's relatively easy if you have space and you don't mind dedicating a little space. And I always tell people, you know, pick a spot and then make it twice that big, because you really need, an area to be composting, but you also want to have an area for your compost that's finished or completed. And of course, you can also get barrels. There's a lot of ways to do compost, but just depending on how you want to start, if you've got room, just some way to contain, your clippings and your chicken manure, and just let it cook. It works faster if you can cover it maybe with some plastic and wet it down, keep it a little moist. You know, they kind of tell you to layer things, so green, and then some clippings, and then some chicken manure, and then maybe a little bit of a soil or some already completed compost, and then kind of repeat that layering, and then cover it, get it wet, cover it, let it cook, go out, turn it, do that a few times. And it doesn't take very long if you get some moisture and some heat going.